You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show, it's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show.
Our typical theme song. Well, welcome back, everybody. We are back in the AfterBuzz studios doing the after show for our favorite show, Basketball Wives. Of course, it is season 5, episode 8, so we are well into the season. I am Rebecca Prince, joined by my two very lovely co-hosts.
Keeping it sizzling and hot like always, Spicy Madi in the building, y'all. And next to me is the phenomenal
Sassy Gabby Loren. Hey, guys.
Hi, ladies. So what did we think of this episode? I mean, it started off basically, you know, of course, piggybacking off last week's episode of the Tasha and Susie drama, a little fight by the elevator, and then, you know, how they always do it, spread the word throughout the group.
Right.
Whose side were you on in this fight? Do you think Susie was out of line? Was Tasha out of line? Were they both out of line?
Both out of line. And I feel like Tasha started it, of course, at the dinner or whatever they had the night before when she gave Susie attitude. But then the way that Susie retaliated with Tasha was completely disrespectful. She came out of her way out of pocket. She's not going to get an apology handling or treating any grown woman like that. And then, of course, Tasha's retaliation was just as immature. But one thing that I will say, don't ever bring someone's boo into an argument. Keep it between you ladies. That was just way disrespectful and she took it too far.
I agree with Spicy. Before that even happened, Susie came out and said F you to Tasha. And you know there's not going to be any resolution going down at that point.
I agree. However, in Susie's defense, Tasha did tell her to take the dildo that she bought for, you know, Tasha as a birthday gift because clearly her husband's overseas and with her attitude, it doesn't seem like she's getting much. She told her to take it out of her mouth. So I wasn't mad at Susie for telling her in turn to, you know, remove the dildo from her ass because she does seem to be a little stuck up.
Yeah, but look at the way that these women are talking to each other. It's not with any respect. They don't have any tact. And it's not kindness. They weren't really buying her this amazing gift because they know that she's probably not getting any. They were doing it to taunt her and to rub her wrong. And every single thing that they keep doing, it just looks like they're really trying to get a rise and a reaction out of Tasha because she doesn't give you anything. You said that earlier when we were watching. Yeah. Tasha's very short with you. She doesn't give you a lot of you know, personal insight on what's going on with her. And I just feel like these girls are really playing mean girls to her.
Well, she does expect a lot, though.
Yeah.
I think she really expects these girls to do above and beyond for her as a friend because I think she needs friends. To me, this girl seems like she's looking for her group, but she doesn't have one yet.
Well, and I also think, I mean, I agree with you both, but I don't think Tasha really gives the ladies the opportunity to even get to know her because, like I said, she is really short in all of her interactions. She cuts people off. She thinks that they are, you know, on the attack when maybe they, you know, Tammy was just giving her props saying, you know, I admire you for starting a business. It's hard work. A lot of people start businesses that don't succeed. And obviously, Tasha's one of those people because she mentioned that in the episode. But I think sometimes she's so short and she just doesn't kind of realize how harsh and maybe cold she comes off. Because she does, I mean, she does come off cold. And we don't really know anything about her besides the stuff that the ladies have brought up. And, you know, even when we try and get to know her, she just shuts it down.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I agree with you.
In the fight, though, you guys, when she was arguing with Susie, she told Susie to get out of the hotel room that she was in and then came chasing after her. What do you think that means? Like, why did she go after her? To me, like I said before, she knows. To me, like what I was saying before with the friends thing, I think she deep down wants Susie to be her friend. So that's why she went after her. What did you think?
Yeah, I was like raising my hand like, I want to talk.
Spike
because, like, you bring up a great, great point. I really feel as if it's like the argument that you're having over the telephone and you hang up in the person's face or they hang up in your face and then you call back or you start texting after you hang up in the face because you didn't get to get out what you wanted to say because you were trying to show them up and, you know, one up them by hanging up. It's the same thing. Get out of my hotel room. But dang it, I still got things to say, so let me come after you. And I really think that in that moment, Tasha was like, I'm not going to be a punk in this situation. But really, they just looked extremely immature. And she does. She cares about Susie's opinion, and she thought that that was somebody who she was warming up to and who she was befriending. So I think the reason she attacked Susie was because out of everybody, she thought, dang, Susie, you would at least have my back. You didn't stand up to the girls. You're the punk that you've always been. And Susie is. She's the most, you know, soft girl on the show. But at the same time, Susie, you know, she should have. She should have been like, no, I'm not cool. I'm not going to go. Y'all go without me.
Yeah, I agree, but I also think, you know, Tasha fuels the fire. She's calling them angry birds. It's on the blog, angry birds. She won't admit that she's calling them that, but the only person who keeps saying that and sort of coining that phrase is her. So she's definitely not as innocent as we think, and clearly she can hold her own, but I don't know. I mean, I kind of think they both owe each other an apology, and we'll just have to see next week when they head to London. Yeah.
I agree. Both should apologize.
It could be messy, but that wouldn't be the first time one of their trips went terribly wrong, like Shawnee said. Well, moving right along, the other kind of, you know, another key point in the show was Shawnee taking her young boo thing on a little. They were having a date. They went on a boxing date. It's definitely not your typical, you know, romantic date, but I kind of like that stuff. But Shawnee just seems miserable. I mean, what do you expect when you're dating a 26-year-old who's half your age? Like, of course he's going to be active. You got to step it up. Right. Like, what do you expect?
Well, Shawnee, okay, I said this while we were watching. She's in her 40s now. I mean, right? She's in her 40s. I'm positive she's in her 40s. Okay.
40s and five kids later.
And five kids, you need to up your cardio game. I'm sorry. You should be working out on your own. I appreciate Marlon, her boo's name. I appreciate him trying to get her active. And what he probably was trying to do is say and kindly show, baby, you probably can lose 10 pounds without saying it, you know? And he's looking, he's involving her in something that he's passionate about. So why can't she, you know, do it as well? Like, you want your person to enjoy your hobbies. And first off, working out should not be a hobby. That should be a part of her lifestyle. And so the fact that he took her on that date, I thought that was awesome and that she was tripping.
For the record, Mari also said while we were watching the show that she is not going to have fat kids and they're going to be out on running with a weight vest.
I did say that. I'm sorry. There's no excuse. And there is a lot of obesity going on in the world. And I just feel like as a plump kid that ate candy bars every day, that parents should make their kids be more physically active.
I was a chubby kid,
yeah,
too. I get
too.
It.
But luckily, I realized what weights and working out could do for you.
Yeah, but school, they have you work out in gym.
In PE?
It's diet. Diet is 80% of your look.
It's also self-motivation. That's what I'll say.
Right, but
the voice of God is chiming in.
Self-motivation is huge, but in addition to that, you develop the patterns from a young child. So if you're used to being physical, if you're playing soccer, basketball, doing gymnastics, that carries over on into your adulthood. So if you don't start them young, you know, then and precondition them, they're not going to appreciate a healthy lifestyle when they get older.
I just thought it was funny that Shawnee, too, was like, okay, babe, this was your date. I'm going to plan the next date. It's going to be real romantic. Right. You have to go with the flow, and I'm going to show you how you treat a woman, which I think most of the time when you're dating a guy, you kind of have to show them how you want to be treated, but especially when you're dating someone half your age, he probably needs a little more motivation, you know? He probably could have taken a girl his own age to dinner in the club, and she would have been happy, but Shawnee's like, I want to be wine and dined.
That's not true. I'm 25. I want to be wined and dined. Please. I'll go with the promoter to the club, but I want my boyfriend to take me to dinner. No, but, like, I want to be real here for a second. I'm with Shawnee. I don't think that that's what she was going after. Him as the boyfriend should know how to do something nice for his girl. Like, yeah, it's fun to do that on the side, but don't call it a date. How is that a date?
But why not? Why can't that just be something during the day
you do together? It doesn't have to be a date.
But
you know?
if your schedules are busy and you don't have a lot of time and say, you know, a good friend of mine, literally on Sunday, he wanted to hang out with his girlfriend, so he made her go to the gym with him because that was the only time that they had. And granted, obviously, that's probably not what she wanted to do, and she was complaining, oh, I have to go to the gym, blah, blah, blah. But that's the only time they had. So, you know, they're trying to make it, you're trying to make it work when you can.
I have a theory on this, though. I mean, Marlon's an actor, right? Mm-hmm. Could there be a chance he's not straight. What? I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. He doesn't come off to me like he
but what
comes
does
that off
have to do with the date though. What
he looks soft to me because I think he's just playing it because it's Shawnee. I mean, this guy wants an in. He's a struggling actor. She's the sugar mama.
I was gonna say
he's straight. I've heard his reputation. Like
okay, so
he's a ladies' man.
No, I think what it is you know he's probably physically fit and he doesn't have that much experience dating, especially an older woman. And in addition to that, he's doing something that he loves and he thought that he was probably being creative. They did bike riding and then boxing. And so why does every date have to be wine and dining for you to get quality time in? She has a busy schedule. So does he. And I think he was just trying to be creative. And instead of smacking his hand like a little child, she should have applauded him for thanks, babe, for taking me out and showing me something different because she's probably been to every restaurant in LA. So they did something that was new.
I mean, I'm physical. I would be cool with it. But coming from her perspective where she doesn't do that stuff, maybe he could have taken her to yoga, something a girl would probably do, not like boxing right off the bat when she doesn't do that ever.
Yeah. You're gonna tell That's me you should have taken her to yoga and then you wanna question his sexuality?
Well, he's in LA, like every guy goes to yoga here.
What? Gabby?
Listen, I don't know. I get her being annoyed and not wanting to like do that as a date, but for me personally, I think it would be fun. I think it'd be something different. I like trying new stuff
yes.
and you know, You go out to dinner so much. You eat seven nights a week.
Right.
Like, you know, it's a lot of the same stuff. Sometimes I think it's good to switch it up, even if it is something that kind of takes you out of your comfort zone. I brought my boyfriend to Bar Method with me one day, and he was the only dude in there.
Well, see, there you go.
And he handled it with a smile.
Bar Method. But Bar Method's not romantic. It's
okay, but
physical.
That's on my yoga lines, and he's not gay.
No, but...
Sorry.
Not that we know of. And he is in the studio listening, but he doesn't want to say anything.
But that was something that was physical. You know, calories were burned, and you know, it's more about
and it's different.
It's different. Like I would appreciate if you know we were able to do a picnic or bike riding and you know hiking or something. Like it doesn't always have to be a 5-star restaurant.
But that's because you are physical. Yet. She's not physical, so
she
for her, she can't relate.
Physical.
You don't think Shaq's ass ever made her come on the court and shoot some hoops or something, or was he singing that Drake line? You weren't with me shooting in the gym.
Yeah, I think he's singing that line because Shawnee doesn't do cardio. Like you can afford the best trainer in the world, and you're choosing to just be content with the size that you are and not being physically active. And mind you, Shawnee looks great for her age. But with her money, she should be looking like Halle Berry and J-Lo.
But, you know, in L.A., it's also, there's a lot of plastic surgeons around. You can just go in real quick and get 10 pounds sucked out. So maybe she feels like she doesn't need to do all that if she doesn't want
True.
To.
True.
But without a lifestyle adjustment, that 10 pounds comes right back.
I agree.
And what example are you setting for your children?
Who we saw.
The one who you presented a big fat cake to.
And she was a little on the, you know. It's baby fat. I'm not going to say anything bad
size.
About her child. Don't come after me for that.
I'm
All
just
right.
saying.
Well, so Shawnee and Marlon's boxing date may have not been everyone's ideal situation, but I was okay with it. What was a nice little situation was Tammy's nail polish launch. She really put on a nice show, a nice presentation. She had some celebrity guests, C-list celebrity guests, and of course the ladies showed up. So that was nice. I mean, I'm happy to see Tammy doing so, you know, she does seem to be kind of getting it together this year.
I just want to say I'm personally offended that you would call Stevie J a celebrity. I consider him an A. Thank you very much. No.
Listen, I yelled out Stevie J when I saw him in the screen. That was the highlight of the nail polish
right.
launch for me. But, I mean, it's not like she brought out Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie or
I'm
Jennifer
joking.
Hudson. But it's good to see, you know, it's good to see people coming out and supporting. And she did, you know, Tasha should have come there because she definitely could have taken a few notes on how
right.
to sort of, you know, launch a product and launch a space. And Tammy seemed to do a really good job. I mean, it was packed with people. They had people doing manicures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ladies were getting pampered. There was food. There was photographers. There was a step and repeat. I mean, she had a real event. And,
right.
you know, Susie threw some shade and I kind of liked it because it was true. This
right.
is, you know, compared to what we saw Tasha throw in her Brooklyn Weave Bar, this was official. This was legit.
Didn't you say you would never go to that part of town that the Weave Bar was in? What was it?
Hell no.
What is it called?
Brownsville, right?
She opened up her Weave Bar in Brownsville, Brooklyn, and I talked about it a couple weeks ago on the show. That is hands down the worst area in all of Brooklyn, maybe all in all five boroughs of Manhattan. I mean, it's scary. You
people die all the time. Like, you're, you know, I don't, I'm not, don't open a business there.
That's so now I want to know, where was Tasha at the nail pre-launch? What happened?
Maybe she was mad that Tammy didn't get her her gift in time, so she didn't want to come and support. I don't really know.
Maybe.
Dang, that is like 4 or 5 accounts now of Tasha just saying something completely rude and bougie and out of pocket. Because I just thought about it. The gift thing, I mean, her saying, oh, no, I've had lots of businesses and I'm just an investor. I mean, there's like been several accounts of Tasha playing into this bouginess that they're talking about.
Well, and, you know, it's funny because Tasha last week was so offended that the ladies left early from her birthday and she didn't even show up. And I get you feel a certain kind of way. But one, in Tammy's defense, all those ladies went to the sex store and picked out those toys for her. So Tammy could have easily shut her down and been like, that was a group gift. Chill. I called you respectfully and told you I wasn't coming to your party. And you can't be mad at me.
Tammy was at the sex store.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, that was, she was in on that gift.
But I guess because she felt, because, you know, she called her before the party and said that she wasn't coming to the event, she felt it should have been something different. But either way, she's mad at everybody because the ladies did come to the party, sat there for 2 hours, she wasn't there, and they left. So it's kind of, you know, it seems like a no-win situation on that. But
it's okay. She's going to get her bougie wine.
I love that. That was
awesome. I knew it was coming.
Have been any better.
Once again, they're taunting Tasha. I mean, they're playing into this mean girls thing. And so they're not going to get along with her if they keep doing this.
Well, if you request a birthday gift a month after your birthday from someone who didn't even come to your party and was part of the group gift, I mean, you kind of deserve it. You know, like, I don't think they were taunting her with the sex toys. I was having brunch with my girlfriends on Sunday and they're all talking about going to Pleasure Chest and getting toys. Like, that's kind of what girls do, especially if they're trying to be funny. She's a basketball wife. She has everything. It's not like you're really going to be able to get her a gift that maybe she doesn't have or, you know, she has the finances to go get what she wants.
But those are your real friends, though. They have your best interest in mind. These girls are not her real friends, so them getting that was...
But it's just fun.
And long distance is hard.
You never got a gag gift for somebody?
Yeah, for, like, my real friends. But I can understand a coworker taking it personal. And I feel like their relationship is not close enough for them to be... Tasha doesn't share intimacy with them. She didn't even want to talk about the affair with them. So for them to be getting something so intimate, knowing that there's, like, a little bit of animosity and they're not real friends... I think that it was not the most appropriate, but it's definitely something in my spicy gift bag that I would have picked.
I know. This is right up your alley. Yeah. I can't believe you're like...
I've given several toys, but like I wouldn't give it to someone who I'm not that close with.
Yeah, I get it. I see your point. I just think the bougie wine thing obviously didn't go well because we saw a clip from next week and she's like, oh, is this the bougie wine? Thanks. Thanks,
and Susie gives it to her, the glass.
I don't know. I think kind of Susie's asking for it a little bit this season.
Yeah.
She keeps talking about little Tammy and, you know, Tammy's trying to take that back because she doesn't want to get caught up in all the mess. But yeah, little Susie's making quite a rumble. So.
And then when Susie finally does talk it out and make up with Tasha, which she will, eventually I think the girls are going to apologize. But when that does happen, she's going to reveal, well, I've been consulting Tammy on how to address you. And then it's going to look as if Tammy set her up to all this attitude and BS and, you know, ish talking. When Tammy really is just trying to help her have a backbone, but it's going to look really bad on Tammy's part. And that is my early AfterBuzz prediction.
I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. I mean, Tammy, besides the nail polish launch, we also saw a little bit of, like, the personal stuff going on with her. Her mom was on the show. They went to the doctor for the update. I do think Tammy has a lot going on, and I do think, you know, I don't know her past, you know, the past four seasons, like, we didn't necessarily know so much was going on. We just knew she was pretty angry. But now, like, I think we see why she is so angry, but I think she's handling it much better this year. And maybe it is going to see that, what is it, that life coach? It's kind of nice to see her even just being able to communicate differently. Because, you know, you said, Spicy, while we were watching the show, that Tammy is sort of... I'm going to let you say it. I don't get in trouble.
Yes, you will get in trouble. I can say it because I'm mixed. Tammy is and has presented herself as the epitome of an angry black woman. And deep down inside, I think that there's more to Tammy than that. But it's very hard for that to be revealed on camera because, of course, with editing, producing, whatever, and what she probably is giving them, she gives a lot of attitude. I mean, from everything to compliments to just... receiving information, everything has attitude. And it's nice to see that she's trying and making an attempt to not be so confrontational and to be a little bit softer this season.
She mentions a lot of times that she puts up walls to kind of block herself out from dealing with things. And I think that's how she goes about her everyday life, too. And that's why she has that attitude, because she doesn't want to let anybody in to be able to kind of manipulate her like Susie gets taken advantage of. That's my take on it. But like you said, Rebecca, I agree on the whole, it's nice to see Tammy in those moments, because we saw that actually in this episode.
Because she breaks down crying at the line.
Exactly. At the nail launch, she told her friends, like, it's really good to have you guys. Like, I hope to emulate what you bring to the table. Mm-hmm. And if I could do it, you could do it. I love that. It was such a nice moment.
And I like Tammy's attitude because, listen, her facial expressions and her one-off comments, they make the show. I mean, they make you crack up.
I'm sorry. As much as she is mean and attitude-y, we need her character on the show because she brings the fire.
I mean, example number one this episode was when she's driving, running her errands, and she gets a call from the blast from the past, Kenya Bell. You know, Kenya's in LA. She's launching her new single. She got a record deal, and she calls, of all people, I don't know why, but she calls Tammy for support. And just Tammy's, you know, she's in the car. She has to pull over to process and have this conversation. But her responses were amazing. Like,
wow.
I just want to make sure this isn't about me.
I just can't believe Kenya got a record deal, but I guess these days anyone can get a record deal.
And she's coming out with a song, Hate Me.
Yes.
And so she thinks that that's not going to be a red flag for the ladies coming to her performance, that it's about them. And she hasn't revealed which one, but I'm sure it's going to come.
I'm curious, who do you think it's about? Because I'm trying to think of all the people who Kenya had issues with, and it seemed like everybody, and, you know, I know that she does get in a confrontation with someone this season. I don't want to, you know, ruin the surprise, but I kind of am at a loss. I don't know really who she's referring to.
I bet I know who it is. I mean, not specifically, but it's definitely one of the girls. And I'm thinking that since we know who gets that beat down, I'm thinking someone had to stand up for that person in the situation. And because they stood up for that person, they got the beat. Well, I mean, I don't know.
I think that it could possibly be... Well, I don't know. Is
Evelyn?
That's a pretty early.
Because your friend's name that was on last season,
Keisha.
Okay, is it possible that it was Keisha? Because originally she had asked for Keisha's help, and then Keisha was kind of like, "Okay, this is not the most productive." And
Keisha didn't want to be associated with it. Like, and I get
it. It was garbage. Everything that she was doing, as far as her video to her rehearsals. And so, could it be that it was about Keisha? Because Keisha was just keeping it 100. Your ish sucks. I don't want to be a part of it.
The only reason I don't know if it would be Keisha is because she's not back this season. So I feel like, especially if she's reaching out to Tammy and asking for the girls to come to her performance, it has to be one of the ladies that is currently still on the cast.
Maybe it's Tammy. Because you know how in the car...
But she said it wasn't him.
But she lied also. She said it's only inspired by things. And then she came out and said, no, actually it is directed by someone in the inner circle. So maybe she's just trying to hide it to bring them out. And then it is going to be Tammy.
Or maybe it's Evelyn, because Evelyn last year caused a lot of drama. So that she's kind of the only one I could see taking aim, but I don't know.
I don't see anybody bold enough to do that, especially to Tammy or Evelyn. Because you have to know you're going to get a beat down. Yeah. You're going to get your head hit with a bottle if you do.
But Kenya was crazy. I mean, do we not remember her last year? Even, like, the looks that she would give when she was sitting there, like, you could tell there was, like, something missing. She's not all there.
She's not whole.
She stabbed her husband. She stabbed her husband.
That's true.
Enough said.
Isn't Tasha...
In front of their two kids.
Tasha's a new castmate, no?
Yeah.
So it's not Tasha, probably, right?
No, for sure. It can't be Tasha.
So there's Tammy, Evelyn, Susie, and...
Shawnee.
Shawnee's too nice. Shawnee is the exec producer of this?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Well, who knows? We'll have to see, I guess, when they get back from London. Their London trip, obviously, that they kept referencing this whole thing was their annual trip where they're going to go on, and they're going to head to London Fashion Week. Last year they did Fashion Week in Spain, in Barcelona. And Evelyn also is going to launch her clothing line at London Fashion Week, which I think is a a very bold move. And it's interesting because we've seen Evelyn talking about her clothing line the last couple episodes, and they were doing casual wear like track suits and some jeans and tank tops. And all of a sudden, this week, they decide to scratch that whole line, which they have samples of, and go with just sketches of maxi dresses, since that's what Evelyn's known for, is maxi dresses. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the launch can't be good. And I hope it's not Tasha launch bad, but it's probably going to fall somewhere in the middle of Tasha and Tammy's event.
I mean, I just don't see casual wear being presented at London Fashion Week in Europe, where all the fashion trends come out first and it's more upscale and high end. So maybe because of that, she decided to go with something that's a little dressier, but not so much with the maxi dresses. And I know you guys were kind of saying this in the screening room that you don't know how she's going to kind of like pull through in London. Like, why? Nobody knows who she is, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Is that what you guys were saying?
Well, yeah, there was a point brought up saying that it's, you know, it's hard to launch a line in another country, let alone launching it in, you know, the States mm-hmm. where you're from and you have a following. I don't know, you know, I don't know if Basketball Wives airs in London. I don't know the reach of VH1 and exactly where it shows and where it doesn't show. But it definitely does seem like it would have been a safer bet for her to sort of start at her home base where you know she has such a fan base and a following and then expand it.
Right.
But clearly they missed New York Fashion Week. And even if she was ready in time, I don't think New York Fashion Week, I mean, New York and Paris Fashion Week are the, you know, the two epitome of, you know, the epitome of Fashion Week. So why, I don't think she would be good enough to get into New York Fashion Week. So London was maybe just the next best option.
I think that when they do London, though, normally celebrities, regardless, come out for the events of Fashion Week, wherever it is. So I think it will definitely have exposure. Maybe even somebody over in London that's willing to work with her. Who knows? You never know what that could bring, being that she's kind of expanding on her own. However, yeah, it's a little hard to predict because it's not her home base, so you never know.
Well, and like she was talking to Shawnee and saying that basically she's going to be getting the samples 2 days before they leave for London.
That's ballsy.
So if it's not good, it's, you know, that's what it is. And how do you sort of plan, you know, a launch event in London if you can't be there to sort of see the models that are going to walk in your
right.
show? And, you know, I mean, I get you don't need to be there to pick the venue, but seeing the models and sort of creating that aesthetic that you want to go with, it's going to be interesting. And like we were watching the show, you know, someone brought up a point of, is this for, you know, is this a line for curvier women? Is it, you know, like
I believe it was Will. Your man was like, is it a plus size modeling? And we're like, what?
No, curvy girls for sure.
Size. No, yeah. I said curvy, but yeah. he thought that it was for plus size women.
Bigger girls.
Yeah.
But I mean, Evelyn, you know, Evelyn's got some meat on her bones. She's got some curves. She looks good. I don't think it was for plus size, but I'm curious. Models these days are like, you know, they're sticks and bones. Mm-hmm. So are you going for that market with it's just right. like high fashion and you're trying to sell maxi dresses on high fashion?
I know what market she's going for.
She's fitting it towards like herself though. Like yeah. she was aiming for it to fit like the curvier girl.
Yeah. It is for that curvier girl. I will tell you, I am one of those girls that has problems finding jeans because waist is tiny and my hips and booty are big. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I have that same problem Evelyn has when she tried on those jeans where she's like, it's popping in the back. Like that's what I have all the time. So it's like nice to see like a woman come out with a line, you know, for the curvy girls.
There's definitely a lane for her clothing.
Totally, but now you're not getting those jeans because you're only going to get a maxi dress, and maxi dresses look good on everybody.
Well, this is my question. I don't know anything about fashion. I just, you know, try to put on whatever I think can fit my body. How does one get into London Fashion Week? I mean, do you just snap your fingers and now you're having a show there? How does that happen? Who do you contact to get into a fashion week?
Well, see, the thing that I mean... And we saw a little bit in the preview is, you know, in New York Fashion Week, it's in Lincoln Center, it's in the tents, and that's where if you're an established designer, that's where you show. Mm-hmm. You pay for it. It's your, you know, you're paying for the show, the production costs, all that kind of stuff. But Evelyn seems like she's having her launch at a nightclub and it seems a little more low key. So I don't know if it's necessarily included in London Fashion Week as opposed to it's going to be launched in London at the same time that London Fashion Week is going on.
Right. It just looks good to say that you're in London Fashion Week or New York Fashion Week, and the B-list and D-list and C-list, all those people, you know what I mean? They are doing it in the nightclubs for the younger generation. They're, it's not legit. It's just to have that name attached.
It has to be really expensive to...
You have to be, like, asked, I'm sure, too. It's a whole thing, you know? Like, Versace is in that, you know?
Yeah. Please. I don't know. It'll definitely... It's going to be interesting, and I'm kind of curious why. I mean, last year they also went to where did they go? Like Fiji or Bora Bora, somewhere really beautiful. But they always go to these, you know, like fashion week trips, and none of these ladies, besides Tasha, who I think is always, you know, really tailored and put together and dressed well. None of these ladies are like known for their style. So it's kind of funny that they're always attending these different cities' fashion weeks. You would think that they would maybe.
Well, I think that Evelyn got a lot of publicity for what she wore on the Basketball Wives. What was it? The recap or whatever the ending wrap up show is. What is that called?
I don't know.
Oh, the last episode. Oh, the reunion.
Oh, the reunion. I was saying, I don't know.
Basketball Wives reunion. What she had on for that show, for that episode, got a lot of buzz. And a lot of styles have been created and a lot of designers have created outfits off of the one that she wore. And so I think because she got so much buzz around that particular outfit, in addition to a lot of stuff that she wears, it's cute because she knows how to dress for her body. I think she got it into her head that maybe now she's a fashion icon. And why not? Use the show as a platform to launch whatever it is you want to launch.
I mean, and a lot of these ladies are launching, you know, there's nail polish lines, weave lines, clothing lines. I know, you know, Drea from Basketball Wives LA has a clothing line called Fine Ass Girls, and she has Mint Swim. Yeah. I mean, it is a good platform, and apparently, you know, they're cashing in off of it. So you can't be mad at them. It's just kind of funny because... anyone seems like they can get a fashion line these days.
I mean, they need to make money somewhere.
I know. Hey, VH1's paying their bills, so
I would do it too. I mean, if I was a castmate on the show, I would definitely start my own line.
I mean, we all would. It would be retarded not to. I mean, why wouldn't you if you were, a cast on the show?
Well, speaking of the Basketball Wives LA, because I know that you had mentioned a couple weeks ago that maybe we're going to have Gloria Govan
in
the
studio. Yes, I'm trying to get her into the studio.
And hopefully she'll be stopping by in the next couple weeks. But her sisters have been causing a little bit of drama because she's actually coming after Shawnee O'Neal and saying that Shawnee's really cheapened the brand of Basketball Wives because she's, I mean, these are her words, not mine. She's letting Shawnee's highlighting the hoes as opposed to the actual wives of players. And so she was not asked back on Basketball Wives LA. So she's not going to be returning this season. And now she's really throwing shade at not only Shawnee, but she's basically name dropping Drea since Drea, you know, is not dating a basketball player, has never been married to a basketball player. But Drea's kind of firing back and saying that, you know, she shouldn't be talking so much crap because she herself isn't a wife. She's just been engaged and had 1,000 babies with a basketball player. So she's no better than anyone else.
Wow.
So hopefully, when Gloria stops by, we'll be able to sort of talk to them and
sure
see. Because I know both Gloria and Laura have their own spinoff show that they're working on. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah. We definitely have to try to get her in. I'm working on it.
Hey, she was here once. I'm sure she'll come back again. It's not too far. But anyway, should we get right into the predictions for next week?
Yes, let's do it.
I don't know.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
Creepy Halloween lights. So what do you guys think is going to go down next week in London? Is it going to be a bad trip or is it going to be a good trip? I think it's gonna go south. I don't think Tasha's gonna resolve her issues with Susie. I think then Tammy's gonna get into the mix. You already know she didn't want to invite Tasha on the show. I think it's gonna go all downhill. And we already saw Evelyn's model bust her ass in her, you know.
Which Gab got mad. You got mad that they showed us that because you said that was like the best.
Yeah, because it's like I want to see that in the actual episode. I want to be surprised if they lead up to it and you just see a glimpse. Great, but don't show me the whole fall. What was that?
But like I said, I think that's just the tip of the iceberg. I think that's just like one little sliver that they give you, and I think there's going to be a whole bunch of other madness that goes down and. Probably not good. So that's my prediction.
Us to tune in. Like we're gonna tune in now that we've seen that. But I think that her event is gonna go well and that she is gonna have a good turnout. I'm sure if she's smart, she's gonna get a publicist for this event so that way she can have, you know, a large crowd come out. But I think more than anything, Evelyn's gonna be embarrassed embarrassed because, you know, she was one of the people, you know, talking smack about Tasha's event that she threw and it not being a success. So I think that she's going to be feeling herself and then boom, her models fall. And it could be like a domino effect. That's what I'm hoping happens.
See, I was thinking
that's what you're waiting for.
Yeah. I want it to definitely be juicy. But you guys know what else is juicy is getting and downloading Adventures of Serial Buddies. Oh. We can't leave without shouting out one of my favorite movies. It's kind of like Dexter meets Dumb and Dumber. It's very funny, very witty, kind of dry satire. But it's an awesome date night movie, or, you know, round up the girls, round up the guys. But if you download it, go to iTunes, and you can also get it at adventuresofserialbuddies.com. But it's a great film, and it's created by executive producers Maria Menounos and also Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek. And it keeps the lights on here and at AfterBuzz Studio.
So that's part of Spicy's prediction. They're going to be watching that on the plane ride over to London next
exactly.
week.
Exactly. I think they're going to be watching it on the plane.
Anything you want to predict, Gab?
Yeah, so we saw a little snippet of Tammy talking about how her daughter was robbed at gunpoint. Mm-hmm. I am very interested to see what happened and what goes down in that process, because that's interesting and random and nuts, and I want to see how Tammy, this big tough bad girl, handles something like that with her daughter.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Well, thank you guys for joining us again for the Basketball Wives after show here at AfterBuzz TV. Please go on iTunes, tell a friend about us, comment, rate our show. We always appreciate the comments. You can tweet us, comment on our Instagram, whatever you want to do to get in contact. And of course, you can call in, and we always love hearing from you guys. So we'll be back next Monday. And in the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca Prince TV. And ladies, where can they find you?
You can play with my Twitter at @spicy_Madi, or you can stroke my Instagram at @spicy_Madi.
And you can follow me at @Gabrielle_Loren on Twitter, Instagram, GabbyLO87. Hit it up.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.